Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
That's right, it's Friday. It's the day that you wait for. For Casual Friday, I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented, otherwise known as TLAT, Elisa Profumo. How you doing?
Hey, hey. What's up?
Well, rightfully so. I mean, I'm excited, right? Casual Friday is the most popular show we do every single week. Like last month, all of the Casual Fridays within a given month, I mean, one of them was just a click under 54,000 downloads in 1 month.
Wow.
They're all like 40,000, 45,000, 50,000 downloads. This is by far, within the first month, when you see that kind of traction, this is by far the most popular show we do on this network.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's thanks to you, all your hard work.
Thank you.
Because I can't blame it on your good looks because nobody can see you.
We attempted last week with the live stream.
Yeah, we're not done with that. I haven't given up on that yet. So anyway.
So I guess tonight there's going to be a harvest moon.
So what does that mean? Is that really what farmers use to like start their harvest? Can't be. Oh yeah, I guess so. It's the end of the summer.
The harvest moon is the one that comes the closest to the autumnal equinox.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to try to follow
this
that.
This year it falls in September, although occasionally it can be an October full moon, but this year it's September 16th.
Wow.
Which
Very
is
cool.
today. And if you happen to live in, let's see, Australia, Africa, Asia, or the Western Pacific or Europe, there will be a slight, lunar eclipse along with it.
So we won't see it here. Will
no,
we see it? No.
No.
Because that you were saying, but the time they gave is wrong, right? The lunar eclipse
says
3 p.m.
It says 3.05 p.m. EDT, which is Eastern Daylight Time.
That would be in the afternoon.
But it has to be a misprint.
Yeah.
But so the other night, I had my blue blockers on.
This is funny.
I had my blue blockers on, and we were closing up the house to get ready for bed, and I walked outside. I like to go outside at night when it's quiet and, you know,
cooler.
See the fireflies and listen to the crickets or whatever. And
right.
I looked up at the sky, and it was a really pretty moon, and it was, you know, it's almost
it
full.
It was golden orange.
It looked so orange. I said, Carl, look at the color of the moon. Not realizing that I had my blue blockers on.
That was hilarious.
It was really funny.
And I had mine on, too, and I said, no, that's because of the glasses. So funny.
So anyway, there you have it. That was a moment that I had.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
another funny thing that I have to mention, right? So whenever we start out doing a show, Elisa always looks at me and goes, turn my headphone down because I have a tendency to listen to really, really, really loud music.
Right.
I like loud music. I like music you can feel and that your neighbors can hear.
Yes.
And I think it's funny because whenever we start a show, your perceived level of volume and mine are so dramatically different. When I look at yours, it's like barely on. I look at mine, and mine is like 30% up. And I just think it's amazing because your perception of loud music is much more sensitive than mine, and probably
so,
from the years of me drowning myself in loud music.
So does that mean you have bad hearing?
No, it means your hearing is too damn good. Stop showing off. That's what it means, Weisenheimer.
Okay. So speaking of moments, I posted on Facebook the other day a meme with Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Because he has 124-acre ranch that he turned into a bee sanctuary.
Right. We actually talked about it on the show. It was a while ago.
Well, so someone came on my feed and said, this is an old story, but a good one. And then another one of our listeners said, because I said, oh, yeah, I think we talked about that on Casual Friday. And then another one of our listeners came and said, well, I don't remember hearing that on Casual Friday. So I thought I was going crazy, but right.
Yeah, no, we did. When he first did it, we talked about and commended him.
So Morgan Freeman, I guess he was on Jimmy Fallon in 2014 talking about this, so it is an old story.
Yeah.
He turned his 124-acre ranch in Mississippi into a refuge for the bees.
Yeah.
Since they going
needed help.
Yeah.
They need help. They need all the help they can get right now, especially with the Zika virus. You know, the new approach is you slather a city in this pesticide to kill one mosquito, and you lose 25 million bees.
He spends his day feeding them with sugar and water. That kind of concerns me.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's better than nothing.
I guess. But also his gardener has been planting acres and acres of bee-friendly plants, including clover, lavender, and magnolia trees. So good for him. He's my new hero.
He's a good dude. Good
he
dude.
Is. Yeah. So, there was an article I wanted to talk about. And the name of this article is Earth is Endangered by New Strain of Fact-Resistant Humans.
Now, when I saw this, I didn't even read the article. I just started to laugh because it's very true. But there's a reason for this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What's the reason?
From an evolutionary perspective, we are probably one of the only thinking creatures on the planet that apply denial. I don't think other animals do, but I can't get in their brain to verify what I'm about to say. But clearly it's observable in humans that denial, from an evolutionary perspective, was a very, very valuable tool for us. The idea of denial allows us to dream and believe that we can make our dreams a reality. Denial helped our Paleolithic ancestors go out and forage without fear of dying. Oh, I won't get killed. I'm hungry. So on and so will die, but I won't. And that's the same mechanism that is actually potentially has the greatest threat now to our civilization. It was once a valuable tool, but now it's becoming seriously dangerous. Seriously dangerous.
Well, now I think that this is a joke.
No, I know it's a joke. It is a joke.
Okay.
It's like an Onion type of an article, actually.
Right.
But I'm dead serious when I say
I know, that's why.
No, but you know, many a truth spoken in jest. There's a lot of truth in jokes. That's why they're universally funny to people, right? Most jokes prey upon some obvious reality, but it kind of turns it on its ear, so you kind of laugh at it. You laugh at death or something like that when death is not funny. So, yes, it is a joke, but I'm absolutely stone-cold serious that denial may be the thing that drives this civilization extinct.
It says here, research conducted by the University of Minnesota identifies a virulent strain of humans who are virtually immune to any form of verifiable knowledge, leaving scientists at a loss as to how to combat them.
Yeah.
These humans appear to have all the faculties necessary to receive and process information, and yet somehow they have developed defenses that, for all intents and purposes, have rendered their faculties totally inactive.
So what's the first example of this that comes to your mind that is literally, that is prevalent in our society and has been since you and I were young? Cigarette smoking.
Oh, yes.
Come on, right? So cigarette smoking makes everybody who smokes long enough sick enough and die, right? But yet, the person who takes up cigarette smoking thinks, I'll quit before I get that bad, or that's not going to happen to me because I jog, or it's not going to happen to me because my mother smoked until she was 71 and it didn't give her cancer. So we apply denial in ways that actually harm us.
Right.
And that's just one example. There's lots of examples today. The poisons in our food. No, chemicals are okay. What's the big deal? It's just chemicals. A little glyphosate's okay. What's the big deal?
Obese people that
yes,
continue to
I can be fat and healthy at the same time. Mm-hmm. These are all examples of denial, and now denial is actually going to end our population, where it actually projected us to think we could go to the moon, and we did it.
Well, then he finishes up the article by saying, our research is very preliminary, but it's possible that they will become more receptive to facts once they are in an environment without food, water, or oxygen.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, when they're dead, don't believe things. Yeah, that is kind of funny, but it's true. Okay.
So on the heels of that, I just wanted to talk about article or study that I ran across that talks about better learning with cinnamon.
This is huge, especially so we just did a show about brain entrainment for children that may actually improve their scholastic abilities. And this is important. We have a lot of people in the audience that have children. We want our children to be part of the superhuman equation is to be brilliant too. So what's this about?
Well, this was a recent study revealed that after consuming cinnamon, mice, which are said to be poor learners, improved their learning ability. So the researchers discovered that the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that is responsible for memory storing, organization, and formation, contains proteins. For the poor learners, less CREB protein, mm-hmm. which is?
The CREB is a form of CAMP. You know what? I looked it up before. Now I forgot. It's a CAMP response element binding protein. Okay.
Okay. So the poor learners had less of that protein, which plays a significant role in learning and memory.
Memory formation, right. Which, by the way, amyloid does too. Those of us who think that amyloid is a bad thing. Go ahead.
Large amounts of the alpha 5 subunit of GABA A receptor,
right,
or GABRA 5 proteins, okay, were found in the poor learners. The GABA A receptors work to generate tonic inhibitory conductance associated with the brain.
Okay.
These substances were present more in poor learners than the mice that seem to learn more efficiently.
Okay.
So
basically, so did they give a time frame? When did they give, or did these rodents get ad libitum access to cinnamon in their water?
48 hours.
They gave them cinnamon all whenever they wanted it for 48 hours.
It doesn't specify how much.
I'd love
much
to find out. I guess if you just start making sure your child gets cinnamon throughout the day in a couple different meals.
So after they were feeding the subject mice cinnamon, their learning increased. And what they found was that the cinnamon turned into a product called sodium benzoate.
Oh, interesting.
Sodium benzoate is used as treatment for brain damage.
Oh, so how?
The sodium benzoate increased the CREB proteins and decreased the GABRA5.
GABA receptor
5s, which optimize the ability of the hippocampal neurons to change.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So it sounds to me like what it influences is neuroplasticity, so you make more connections and you can store more information.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me from a layman's standpoint.
So
you got to get cinnamon in your kid's diet.
Right, especially when they're young and you know, learning, you know, give them cinnamon with their breakfast before they go to school.
But wait, it's not that easy because, of course, how Elisa does everything, right? So she's like, well, I wonder if all cinnamon is the right kind of cinnamon.
Well, I have to say, at the end of this came from the World Health Organization.
World Health.net,
which is A4M, yes.
Which they are now a sponsor, by the way. You'll start seeing banner ads on the website very shortly.
Yeah, worldhealth.net. And at the end of this, it says it should be noted that some forms of cinnamon, such as Ceylon, are pure. Chinese cinnamon contains a substance that may contribute to liver damage, which is coumarin. Which is coumarin. So if you're buying Chinese cinnamon, it could have coumarin in it.
So then Elisa looks at me and goes, well, how do you know where your cinnamon's coming from? Because we buy Saigon cinnamon. So you think, you think of an Asian country, Vietnam, you think of an Asian country, China. I wonder if there's the same cinnamon. So you start digging around and what do you find?
Well, so the Saigon cinnamon comes from Vietnam, but during the Vietnam War, they stopped producing it and it wasn't available for 20 years in the U.S.
So it just
from
started
Vietnam.
Again.
It is now available in the U.S. from Vietnam in the form of Saigon.
Yeah, and they're growing it. They're growing it in fields that was previously sprayed with Agent Orange, by the way.
So the cinnamon comes from the bark of a tree. I'm trying to find that. But the bottom line is you have to be careful where you buy your cinnamon, just like your olive oil and so many other things.
So we're doing some digging. We're going to do a show on cinnamon very shortly because cinnamon is an important part of my life. I have a favorite tea. Try this in the evening or in the morning. An eighth of a teaspoon of organic turmeric, an eighth of a teaspoon of ground ginger, a couple taps of cinnamon. You can add a little tiny bit of stevia or vanilla to this if you want, or drink it just like that. It's warming. It's fantastic. It's very satisfying. But I get cinnamon and turmeric in a tea form a couple times a day, usually once in the morning and once at night. So, you know, incorporating cinnamon into your diet is important, and I predict a lot of people in this audience already use a lot of cinnamon. What if the cinnamon we're using is not good for us? We're going to have to get to the bottom of that.
Okay, so cinnamon is the wood or bark of the plant, which is ground up in order to consume. And its nutrients are found in the oils. And it's said that the Saigon cinnamon has more of the oils in it, mm-hmm. so it's potentially better for you.
Right.
But then if it's an older, if it's been ground up and older, then it could lose its nutritional value.
Right, because
value.
The volatile oils, they dry
they
out.
Dissipate.
They dry
yeah.
out. Yeah.
So you could lose the nutritional value from the cinnamon if you get old.
So the
cinnamon.
Key is to get old, to get fresh cinnamon from a reliable source, and we're going to find an answer for that.
And cinnamon contains calcium, iron, manganese.
Manganese.
Right. I never pronounce
that's
that
okay.
properly.
That's okay. That's okay.
Every time we talk about manganese, yeah. I always yeah. mispronounce it.
Think of the word mango. Manganese.
So anyway, it's really good for
yeah,
you. We just have to find some fresh, healthy, good sources of
yeah.
it.
Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, lots of really great stories. One of the stories is a favorite subject of mine. It's about sex. You don't want to miss that one because I'm sure I'm going to say something completely stupid. So stay tuned.
You?
Me? No.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, no, we just went that way.
Somebody said my music is getting old.
Seriously?
Yeah, people who've been listening to the show for like 6-7 years, they're like, you know, you really got to start working on some new mashups.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking of getting rid of the music. You know, a lot of the AM radio shows now, they don't have bumper music. They just go right into the breaks and right out of the breaks.
Oh, I like the music.
Yeah, me too. Kind of adds a little flavor.
So, for those people who eat peanut butter, I'm sure that you mostly buy the natural peanut butter. I'm sure our audience isn't eating Jif. And when you buy the natural peanut butter, it has a separation between the nut
oil.
Butter and the oil.
Right.
So I always, when I buy it, as soon as I buy it, I turn it upside down and I store it in the pantry upside down until I'm ready to open it.
And it basically reconstitutes over time.
Right. Yeah. And so that prevents you from having to mix it and stir it. All you have to do is just leave it like that for a couple days, and it all kind of becomes incorporated.
And probably the best thing is to leave it for like a week, right? And then it's nice and soft all the way through.
Well, I think a couple days, but okay. Maybe a week, sure. I ran across an article that says the one thing in your pantry that you should be storing upside down.
So Lisa said to me, I feel vindicated.
Because it's always upside down when I first buy it. So anyway, right. I do feel vindicated because this article says I'm doing it right.
There you go. There you go. Just need a little support from the outside.
Yeah. So speaking of nuts, there is a study that was just done out of Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Right. Brigham and Women's Hospital. That's in Boston, isn't it? Is that in Boston? Yeah, go ahead.
Discovered that eating more nuts correlates to lower levels of inflammatory biomarkers.
But all nuts or just some nuts? Do they list specific nuts, or they just kind of
tree nuts and peanuts contain healthy components that include fiber, magnesium, antioxidants, L-arginine, and unsaturated fatty acids. So they mentioned tree nuts and peanuts. I guess all nuts.
So notice what's missing here, but people will inadvertently look at this, read it, and eat things like sunflower seeds.
Okay, so seeds are not mentioned.
Seeds are a bad choice. They are not nuts, number one. And number two, they have a lot more of the anti-nutrients because they're basically the germ of the plant to reproduce with. And anytime you try to take – nature protects genetic material as best as possible. In the plant world, it creates a lot of anti-nutrients so that bugs and animals get sick when they eat it. Humans don't necessarily get sick overtly. You don't see it, but it still has higher loads of anti-nutrients. And typically these seed nuts, like people will buy a product and it'll say it has sunflower oil. And they, oh my God, sunflower oil. Sunflower seeds are great. They sprinkle it on my salad. So that's got to be good for you. No, sunflower oil is very, very high omega-6. Extremely high omega-6.
So does that mean that pepitas, I love pumpkin seeds, does that mean they're not good?
I'm sorry to say. That's a seed nut, yeah. I mean, although I – now, so here's an interesting thing, right? I've learned never to say yes or no exclusively to any answer when it comes to nutrition. Certain nuts have a hard husk. Those nuts tend not to have as much of a concentration of anti-nutrients in the seed itself. I'm sorry, not seeds. Some seeds have husks, and those seeds tend not to concentrate the anti-nutrients in the seed as much because that husk acts like a piece of armor. So it doesn't have to create all these anti-nutrients. Nothing can get through it anymore.
Well, sunflower seeds has the little...
Right.
Looks like paper shell. Right.
But so the more robust the husk, I would predict the slightly less anti-nutrients in it. But when it comes to omega-6s, there's a lot of omega-6s in all seed
oils. Well, I think Alex, when he was here, he talked about that walnuts have a high ratio.
They have an unfavorable ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. They do. The irony is that all nuts have typically more omega-6 than omega-3, but some of them get pretty close to where it's like 2-1. You know, 2 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. And so people say, well, that's a better nut to eat. But then there's some omega-6s are important to the body.
So it depends on if you're getting too much omega-6
yes.
from other foods.
That's it. That's it. If you're getting a lot of them, if you're eating your 4 cans of bumblebee tuna, the salmon that I say to eat, then chances are eating a little extra omega-6 isn't going to be the worst thing in the world.
Or take your fish oil.
Burp. I'm sorry. Burp.
So anyway, so it was found that participants who ate 5 or more servings of nuts each week had a lower level of interleukin-6
right.
and CRP compared to those who hardly or never ate nuts.
Yeah, and those are inflammatory markers of relevance.
And those who ate 3 servings each week of nuts instead of processed meat, red meat, refined grains or eggs had significantly lower level of CRP and interleukin-6. I find it interesting that they specifically stated red meat, refined grains and eggs, processed meat.
And you know, the eggs have been blamed because of saturated fat gets a rap when it comes to the inflammatory response as well. So some of that stuff is just assumed from saturated fat. But we know that saturated fat in the absence of high glycemic simplified acellular carbohydrates doesn't act the same as saturated fat in a diet that's filled with acellular and high sugary and starchy carbohydrates. Saturated fat isn't as bad for you. I remember reading a study about walnuts. So walnuts are high omega-6, low omega-3s. I mean, technically, right?
Right.
But they did a study with eggs. So they had individuals eat eggs, and then they looked at the inflammatory response postprandial. And then they had another group eat the same eggs. Maybe it was the same people. It was a crossover. But this time they had a handful of walnuts after the meal, and it showed that it suppressed the inflammatory response.
Interesting.
Yeah, so sometimes some omega-3s is better than none when it comes to overall inflammation. So, again, we have to be careful about how reliant we become on science because science is changing constantly.
All the time.
Yeah, our understanding of what affects our body what way is always emerging. You know, someday we'll have it, but we don't have it right now. Okay, you want to take our break now, and then we have are we going to talk about sex when we come back?
If you want to.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Remember that song? Wasn't that Black Eyed Peas? No.
I don't remember. I do remember the song.
Okay, stay tuned for that.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
DJ. DJ Hero. Hero.
Yeah, this music sucks. That's not nice to say on DJ Nero's spot. I didn't mean that. Welcome back. It's Casual Friday, where I get to be a goofball and you get to laugh.
Okay, so Scientific evidence shows that intimate sex through a loving relationship releases endorphins and oxytocin in the brain. Endorphins function as stress reducers and can act like a natural antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
Not only can sex make you feel good, it can actually enhance intimacy between you and your partner. Oxytocin, which we all know is the love hormone,
right,
helps couples to establish trust and a loving bond with each other.
So they go on to talk in this research. Now, this is, first of all, let me say that I have been saying this for a decade now, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of sex in the overall picture of health. In fact, I published a MEM, SHR Disease Prevention and Treatment Strategy. This is from back in 2012 or 13, I think. Eat an ancestral diet. Get to sleep around sundown, have sex at least 4 days a week, exercise intensely at least 5 days a week, and listen to Superhuman Radio daily. Obviously, the last one was a tongue-in-cheek plug for the show.
Well,
but the reality is that it's so much more than what they're talking about in this article.
Well, they're saying in this article that people who are health conscious should be exercising at least 30 minutes a day. And according to these researchers, sex is in the family of moderate exercise.
Okay. I agree with them that sex is in the family of moderate exercise, but the value of sex is not from the exercise that occurs in the act.
It's from the endorphins and oxytocin.
Okay. So we strip away everything that we've learned about civilization and Maslow's laws of hierarchy. Right? You know, home and security and all that. If we are looking at human beings in a petri dish, like you're looking at amoebas underneath a microscope, like the amoeba, we are here for one thing and one thing only, and that's to procreate and keep the species alive. So that is everything in our body, everything about our biology is designed to affect reproductive fitness. Once we have offspring, we can go. The system doesn't care about us anymore. So if, in fact, sex is the only directive of a human species, then performing that is keeping you in the wheelhouse, if you will, of everything that's good and for your body. And people who have sex regularly, there's been studies that have shown this. And I mean, you know, Bernard McFadden, the guy who really brought physical culture to the United States in the 1920s, he was espousing people have sex every day back then because it was the elixir of life. It would prolong life. And we know Ernest Borgnine came out in his memoirs and wrote about the fact that sex every day was the key for him living long and having a functioning brain. People who engage in regular sex, maybe it's because they're healthier. They seem to live longer, be happier, have less maladies. We know we've done shows about endometriosis and fibroid cysts in uterus, and we found studies that show that semen actually can make fibroid cysts go away. Go figure. You mean the production of sex is going to make that uterus healthy? Yeah, that's what it was made for. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. So sexual intercourse gives the body a short, intense workout that increases the systolic and diastolic blood pressure, causing the heart rate to rise and induces sweat. Sex has the same benefits as a cardio workout, but it has to last longer than the average 17 minutes from start to finish.
Well, and so, you know, there's intimacy. There's sex related to intimacy, and then there's sports sex, where people are going to, like, they want to have sex for a while. I still don't think comparing it to aerobic exercise is fair, any more fair than saying people who ride a roller coaster, their systolic and diastolic blood pressure and their heart rate goes like they are jogging for 10 minutes. That's the same thing as a 10-minute jog. I think it's unfair to say that sex is a good form of cardiovascular
exercise. Well, maybe it is for some people.
I just think that the comparison leaves what the real value of sex and what it does for your physiology and your health out of the picture entirely. I really do. But, you know,
But okay. It's different things for different people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So let's talk about longevity. Now that we were on that subject, we might as well talk about this this village in Italy that is known to have
Acciaroli,
a very large number of residents over the age of 100.
Yeah, this was really interesting. I remember seeing this story break somewhere on the news, and then it was picked up by WorldHealth.net. It's a population of 700 people. First of all, this is a Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Right? Okay. So we can pretty much assume that there's not a lot of stress in this town.
Every one in 10 people is over 100 years old.
Yep.
In
10%.
Acciaroli is the name?
Acciaroli.
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 The area thrives on taking advantage of Mediterranean foods, such as fresh fruits, vegetables, fish, and olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
This is the place where Ansel Keys found convincing proof that the Mediterranean diet provides excellent health benefits. Now, Ansel,
which he then ignored.
Right. And then he's the guy that we'll talk about later when we talk about the sugar.
Right. And the cholesterol myth. Right.
Yes. Right. Yes.
So these people on the coast of Salento have fantastic longevity. But one of the things that is noticed in this population, something that stood out, that like almost everybody who was tested in the population seemed to produce high amounts of adrenomodulin. What is adrenomodulin? It is the antithesis of angiotensin converting enzyme. Okay. So we've talked about how high insulin levels increase ACE. So people with insulin resistance, they end up on diabetes medication. Usually an ACE inhibitor. And the purpose of ACE, which is also produced by the kidneys, is to constrict peripheral vasculature to keep blood in the viscera because you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger right now. You got to run. So you can't have blood out here in the periphery of your body. It all needs to be moved into the center because we're in a jam right now. Well, adrenomodulin is produced by the adrenal glands, which sit on top of the kidneys, does the exact opposite. It relaxes blood vessels and improves peripheral blood flow. And this means to the brain too. Okay. So these people are the exact opposite of the average American.
It said the residents of this Acciaroli, their capillaries resembled those of much younger people, mm-hmm. even those in their 20s.
Yeah. But you see where this comes from? Two things. This is a small town. No one drives anywhere. Everybody walks, number one. Number two, Mediterranean diet. I take it back. Number three, very, very low stress lifestyle. I mean, these people probably, they take naps in the afternoon. They make their days what they want. They probably have jobs or own businesses where they make bread. And I mean, these people have simple lives, so they don't have the diseases of modernity. It's not looking at just their genetics here. It's not just their geography. It's activity. It's the Mediterranean diet, which, by the way, Ansel Keys ignored, right, in favor of the low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet. And then, of course, it's their lifestyle. They just don't have a lot of stress.
The residents regularly eat rosemary, which is known to improve brain activity.
Yeah. In fact, that particular thing stopped people from naming their children Rosemary because they were having their kids eaten. Oh, I had to explain that joke? Never mind.
Okay, so walking, gardening, fishing, and other physical activities are other important ingredients for long, healthy, prosperous life and are practiced by the residents.
Yeah. You want to live long like them, move there, slow down, change your diet, and walk every day. Just like them. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that.
Can't you stay where you are and just try to?
It's hard. It's hard when you're on Facebook and you see things that agitate you, and then you're listening to the news, you see things that agitate you, and you're dealing with business and you have problems that agitate you. It's hard. I mean, these people probably, they get up when they want to get up.
Okay, so don't listen to the news and don't get on Facebook.
But listen to Superhuman Radio. Okay? Abandon everything else. Everything else, but listen to Superhuman Radio.
Yes.
That's all.
So just real quick here, I want to mention there was an outbreak of hand, foot, and mouth disease to hit the Florida State University.
Oh, that's what you get. That's what you get for putting your feet in your mouth. What do you think?
That's a viral infection that's really more common in babies and toddlers, but it's hit Florida State University, and it's in the dorms.
Oh, God.
So, and when
and you
daughter,
know those young kids have their mouths everywhere, hands, feet, everywhere, so it's obviously spreading fast.
And didn't your daughter, when she moved into the dorm, she talked about
Sydney,
how dirty it was?
Sydney had three bouts of strep throat back to back. And every time I would say to her, you got it again, she'd say, like,
they just keep
everybody
spreading.
In the dorm has it.
And it just keeps going around and around, and nobody gets... Well,
and you know what's ironic to me? Colleges are so expensive today. You know, dorm life is so expensive today that you would think that these universities would, like, step up the standard of housing a little bit. Like, I don't know, hire cleaning crews. These kids don't clean. Let's be honest. Let's not lie to ourselves and say, well, they're going to learn to be adults. They have to clean their own. No, you don't clean your own classroom. You pick up your books and you leave, and Otis comes in at the middle of the night and cleans your classroom. So why not clean these kids' rooms for them?
That's a good idea.
I know. I have lots of good ideas. They just don't come out at the right times.
So if you have a kid going off to or that's living in a dorm, I don't know, get them some vitamins.
And hire a cleaning crew to come in once a month and clean their room or something. That's all. I know, you know, a lot of parents probably do this, right? A lot of parents probably go, bring your laundry home, and the mom and dad go in and they help clean the place up. But it's a good idea. Maybe your child won't get sick.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break, I guess, huh?
Okay.
You got another good story when we come back?
When we come back, we're going to talk about coconuts.
Oh, I love coconuts. I love coconut oil. All things coconut.
You know, funny thing, when I was younger, I didn't like coconut, but I love it now.
You didn't like shredded coconut.
Right.
So
right.
Here's an interesting observation of mine. Over my lifetime, I have only ever met women who don't like shredded coconut. I've never heard a guy say, oh, I hate shredded coconut.
It's got to be the texture.
It's something. But it's always women. Anytime somebody says, oh, I hate coconut, it's 99% of the time it's a woman who doesn't like the coconut meat, the shredded dry coconut.
But I love coconut now.
So there you go. As long as you learn, that's all that counts. Stay tuned.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein,
protein bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So what's this about coconut oil? Oh, coconut. I'm sorry.
Coconuts. The Caribbean is running out of coconuts. So last week we talked about avocado. I think it was last week. We talked about avocados and how they're running out. We're running out of avocados.
Right.
Well, now, according to this Bloomberg report, the Caribbean is running out of coconuts.
Well, it's not that. Forget the Caribbean. There's a lot of coconuts come from the Philippines. We have a dear friend and who supports the show by managing our websites, Michael Quantico, who lives in the Philippines. And I mean, a ton of high quality organic and non-organically grown coconut products come from the Philippines now.
It says here it's running out for a bunch of reasons: storms, droughts, and the lethal yellowing disease spread by plant hopping insects have wiped out entire farms. Growers have failed to invest in new trees or fertilizers to improve yields. Caribbean plantations have shrunk by about 17% since 1994. That's according to the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization.
So let's see. I just Googled who grows the most coconuts. So you said the Caribbean we're worried about, right?
Yes.
They're not even in the top four.
Really?
Indonesia, the Philippines, thank you very much, Carl Lenore, know-it-all. India, Brazil, top four producers of coconuts in the world. This is in tons. 19,500,000 tons produced in Indonesia. 18,300,000 tons produced in the Philippines, followed by 11 million and 2 million, India and Brazil.
So,
so sounds to me like the Caribbean, like, they let their guard down. They didn't take care of their crops. They didn't replant trees. They didn't keep up. And now all of a sudden they're worried about running out. Sounds like these other countries are having a good time.
Right.
So they just need to fly some people to the Philippines and learn what they're doing in the Philippines and do it in the Caribbean. That's all.
Well, just ask Carl Lenore. He has the answers for everything.
Not necessarily that. I just have an opinion about everything.
So anyway, I had to meet someone at Starbucks, and Starbucks now carries, we talked about the almond milk, and they have coconut milk,
really?
Too. I wonder how much chemicals, like the xanthan gum.
They ruin everything. They ruin everything, Starbucks.
I know.
They take something good, and they turn it into crap, because they want to make sure that their customer base likes it. Instead of trying to teach their customer base to eat healthier, they just want to keep pandering to their customer base desire for sugary stuff. So I'm sure it does have lots of additives in it.
So I guess they are trying to take, the FDA is trying to take some more, a couple more herbs off the market.
Which ones?
Pick-a-million.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was off already, pick-a-million.
And Vinpocetine.
Vinpocetine is used as a nootropic by people who blend their own nootropics. You can currently buy Vinpocetine.
Well,
it's a dopamine agonist, I guess. It produces dopamine.
There's a senator. Her name will remain unmentioned. She is trying to, she claims that these supplements are synthetic and not natural.
No, they're not. So what happens quite often is someone discovers a metabolite, just like the pharmaceutical industry, in a natural source and then start synthesizing it, and they synthesize it legally because it's produced, it occurs naturally in nature.
So the Pick-a-Million is a combination of GABA and niacin, and what was the other one? How did you pronounce that?
Vinpocetine.
Vinpocetine is a derivative of the periwinkle plant.
Oh, what a pretty purple flower.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the FDA recently said that it had researched or had reached a tentative conclusion that vinpocetine is an illegal dietary ingredient because it does not meet the legal definition of a dietary ingredient, and it is being investigated as a new drug.
Well, you know what that means, right?
So,
on vinpocetine now.
Because it's being investigated as a new drug?
Well, because, so GABA and niacin, the pharmaceutical industry is trying to grab GABA and niacin. A lot of companies out there are promoting the combination of GABA and niacin as anti-aging miracles.
Are they?
Yeah. And so.
So why don't we buy some of it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how many more supplements can we take? but, you know, it makes sense that they're going after these two because they're going to try to, shove them into the pharmaceutical realm.
Well, don't they have enough to take care of without doing this?
Oh, yeah, supplements? Yeah, no. You're absolutely right. The FDA has more than enough jobs to do crappy jobs on. Of course. The FDA is just another opportunistic, money-hungry organization trying to expand its oversight so it can expand its budgetary line on the government's line items. I mean, this is how the government gets bigger, by increasing the size of the net. So sure, they're going to do that. Absolutely.
So according to the new NDI guidance, if a supplement is converted into a drug, but no new drug comes to market,
mm-hmm.
the substance just disappears.
You can't use it anymore.
No.
So how do they determine if it's converted to the drug, if it's converted into a drug in the body, you mean?
No. If it's converted into a new drug coming to market.
Oh, so what they're basically saying is if you have a supplement that was previously allowed to be sold over the counter and a drug manufacturer starts working on that supplement, invests millions of dollars into proving that it does something, and they're going to launch a drug from that.
But they never do launch the drug. It just simply disappears.
Yeah, see, the FDA is just a disgusting organization. They really are. And you know what the funny thing is? We the people, our tax dollars create that organization and run it, and we have no say-so in what they provide to us as a service. Because they're supposed to be providing us with a service, damn it.
This is what happened to pyridoxamine.
Yeah, which is a vitamin B.
It's an important natural form of B6, which has anti-aging properties.
Mm-hmm.
Only one form of B6 remains available, and Big Pharma is trying to get that too.
Yeah. It's terrible. The FDA doesn't give a damn about you and me, folks. They just give a damn about the pharmaceutical companies that they help protect whole markets for. Remember that. When you vote for candidates that say they're going to rip down the FDA and build a new one. We need a candidate that starts talking about that. We really do.
It says here that vinpocetine has a number of uses, including neuroprotective effects.
Yes.
My sister
took it when she had Parkinson's disease. We tried vinpocetine on her.
It improves brain health and cognitive function and has no side effects. Zero side effects.
Yeah. But the drug companies will come out with a synthetic version that kills people as a side effect.
It reduces cellular calcium. It improves blood flow. It promotes mitochondria. It reduces inflammation. It reduces fat perioxidation.
We have to find somebody who's leading the charge against this bill, against this particular politician. This politician reminds me of John McCain, when John McCain tried to buddy up to the pharmaceutical industry by writing that new legislature that would control supplements back in the day.
Senator Claire McCaskill is her name. She's from...
Claire McCaskill. Remember that name. She is in the pocket of Big Pharma. Make no mistake, folks. I say this. Somebody prove me wrong. Do some research and find out who she's getting money from, who's supporting her.
Okay, and then one last story before we go into break. The African-American doctors are calling on the president to ban sales of menthol-flavored cigarettes, which there's data that shows that are preferred among black smokers.
So I must be a black smoker, because when I was a young man, I did smoke from about the time that I was 14 till probably the time that I was 23, around the time I moved to Las Vegas. I smoked Newports. I smoked menthol cigarettes. I don't know. I preferred menthol cigarettes to regular cigarettes because I felt like at least they had a flavor. It wasn't just, you know, the smoke, so to speak.
Young African Americans died disproportionately from tobacco-related disease compared to other people in the population.
And they're the higher consumers of menthol cigarettes. Cools, when you look at the advertising campaigns for Cools and Newport, you see that they are marketing right to African-American people.
According to the American Lung Association, smoking-related illnesses are the biggest preventable cause of death among African-Americans, killing about 45,000 a year. And the key thing that Americans smoke is menthol cigarettes. And right here it says Newport.
Yeah.
And Newport is the is what ages it's marketed to, and it's ages 18 to 25.
See, that was me.
Yep.
And I was from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, so really the first 14 years of my life I was black. So I only became white for a while when I moved to Queens. So technically that's why I smoked Newports.
83% of black adult smokers and 72% of underage black smokers prefer menthol-flavored brands.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, this is good. Maybe they'll make some headway.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but I'd rather not, about why when I got older, I stopped smoking, but I would only smoke cigarettes when doing copious amounts of cocaine.
TMI.
Too much information. Okay, yes. We'll break.
Ketones are being called the fourth micronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
That girl is poison. You don't remember this because you're too young.
I do know this.
Then what's the name of the group that sang that song?
I know the song.
That girl is poison.
Belle
Biv DeVoe.
Okay.
That song came out around the same time that LL Cool J came out with his album Rock the Bells.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Did that have anything to do with Marky Mark?
Oh, yeah. No, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. He was popular back then, too, around the same time.
Yeah, because I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about bison and buffalo.
Okay.
So both the bison and the buffalo are from the Bovidae family.
Right.
Which is other cloven-hoofed ruminants like goats are a main part of that family.
Right.
The two main species of buffaloes are the African or Cape buffalo and the endangered wild Asian water buffalo.
And we see those, like when you watch movies about the Vietnam War, you see people out in the fields with buffalo pulling the tillers, and they have the curved horns that look like a handlebar mustache. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The bison, there's two main species, the American bison and the European bison, which is found mainly in Poland, but is starting to make a comeback in other parts of Europe.
But we in the United States call the bison a buffalo. Is that a mistake?
That is a mistake. And that's why I'm...
Because remember the buffalo head nickel? The Indian head nickel had... Was it Sitting Bull or Cochise on the one side, and then had the American buffalo, it said, on the other side. But it's not a buffalo at all.
It's a bison.
It's a bison.
Bison have a large shoulder hump of pure muscle and a massive head that makes their hindquarters look smaller than their front.
Yeah, fastbacks.
And the Cape of buffalo and water buffalo have smaller heads and shoulders in proportion to the rest of their bodies, giving them a more symmetrical appearance.
Right.
The male and female... Cape buffalo have large horns, like you just said, in the shape of a handlebar mustache.
Is that really what they use to describe it?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. And the water buffalo trumps them all with its majestic horns that have a 6-foot span in both male and female.
Wow.
Bison horns of both sexes average around 2 feet.
Yeah, they're not, but they've got, so if you've ever been up close to a bison, there was one at Henry's Ark.
Uh-huh.
And I used to take the kids when they were young. Their heads are so gigantic. And one day I went to pet one and he just moved forward like 2 inches and his head pinned my hand against the inside of the fence. I couldn't get my hand out. I had to wait for him to move.
Really?
Yeah. I was screaming. I was like, ah, get off of me. And he didn't care. He was busy chewing.
Bison have thick, shaggy coats that keeps them warm in the winter. And they shed them in the summer months. The Cape buffalo and water buffalo have thinner coats and they don't shed. The bison have an unkempt beard.
Mm-hmm.
The buffalo have a lack of any sort of beard
right
on their face. The American bison wins the length department. Males, which are called bulls, grow up to 12.5 feet from head to rump and weigh as much as 2,200 pounds.
Wow.
The Cape buffalo comes in at around 11 feet and weighs around 2,000 pounds. The water buffalo can grow up to 9 feet and weigh as much as 2,650 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So the bison that we eat, 3 ounces is 152 calories, 7 grams of fat, 3 of which are saturated, and 22 grams of protein.
That's a nice, that's a lot of, that's about 7 to 8% more than beef in protein.
And it's, I guess, considered, is it considered
lean? Yes, mm-hmm. It is considered lean. Yeah.
One thing I found while doing a little of this research is that I thought that all bison were grass-fed, but that's not true.
Well, okay, let's go back. Wild bison that roam the plains, obviously grass-fed because that's all they have. But bison that are raised commercially, obviously they're going to give them other feeds because they probably don't have enough grass to feed all of them. Unless they're being treated like cattle and you're moving them from field to field.
And that's what they have to do.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing now because bison is becoming very popular. You can buy it in most grocery stores now.
Okay, listen to this. This is shocking to me.
Well, it's not shocking to me. I know what you're going to talk about. I want to contribute to this story. It's very interesting. Go ahead.
In the 1870s, President Ulysses S. Grant and his advisors decided the best way to force Native Americans to assimilate would be to eliminate their food supply.
It wasn't just their food supply. So they're not being honest here, right? So the American Indian, the Native Americans, they considered the bison holy. Okay? They still killed it and ate it, but they treated it with reverence. They didn't waste anything of it. And in fact, they called it Natanka, something like that, which basically has the same meaning as God and man or something like that, right? And so they knew that they weren't wiping out their food.
But they did wipe out their food.
But they were slaughtering something that was sacred, that was an anchor, that was a continuous anchor in their history. And that was because the Native Americans, they cultivated, they took care of the buffalo. They only shot them when they needed to. They didn't go out and slaughter them en masse.
The federal government paid hunters $80 a day, which is equivalent to about $1,400 today. And a single outing sometimes yielded 2,000 carcasses.
Yes, so let me talk about that.
2,000 carcasses.
Okay. Two phenomenons had to occur in order for the mass slaughtering and almost pushing to extinction of the American bison. The first was the introduction of the Remington rolling block 50 caliber rifle. This was the first rifle of its type that could actually hit a target at 300 to 400 yards away. It came with one of the first elevation sights that had a slide on it where you could move the reticle up and down so that you would automatically tilt the gun up to create an arc. The bullet was a 50 caliber and it wasn't a ball, it was a projectile, a bullet shaped projectile that had so much mass that it could hit a target 300 to 400 yards away and smash it. So the rolling block rifle comes into play around 1860 in our history. Around 1870, they start going out and killing these buffalo. So these guys were able to sit on a mountaintop 300-400 yards away from a herd of buffalo. But here's the other phenomenon that made this possible. Buffalo do not get spooked. You know, like if you see wild horses and you clap your hand, they all run.
And deer.
Buffalo don't spook. They're missing some evolutionary component they didn't get somewhere along the line. So the buffalo would graze. The hunters would shoot one. The buffalo would fall. He would twitch. He would wriggle. He would jump. The other buffalo would just keep on grazing. So they shot these buffaloes. Some guys would shoot 200 and 300 buffalo in an afternoon, like shooting fish in a barrel. They would all just, then they'd go, after they killed the whole herd, they'd go down and they'd skin them. There are pictures of these hunters sitting on mountains. I'm using the word mountain for a reason. Mountains of bison pelts, 25 feet high.
That's just horrific. The railroad Western expansion also took a serious toll on the bison as well. By 1885, the number of bison in this country had shrunk from upwards of 30 million to less than, are you ready for this? 350.
I believe it.
You from pay 30 people- million.
That's so sad.
In 15 years.
Yeah.
The latest stats puts the U.S. near 300,000, much improved, but a far cry from our nation's once thriving population.
But now that bison has found its way into the food chain, you're going to see bison herds growing, but they're not going to be free out there. When we were in Montana, there were wild bison out there.
We saw them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They follow some of the streams.
Okay. So cattle and other domesticated livestock are often used to manage grasslands. Bison appear to be the best suited to control the North American prairie where they co-evolved. In a 1976 experiment in South Dakota, it demonstrated that bison are the prairie's go-to. Cattle were grazed on one side of the fence and bison on the other side. Ponderosa pines soon sprouted and grew into a canopy on the side with the cattle, while the bison chomped down on the seedlings as they sprouted on their side and prevented a forest from becoming established.
Wow. That's amazing. This just goes to show you how the ecosystem, everything in the ecosystem is there serving a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yes. It's just
everything except Monsanto.
It's just amazing. So there's a farm here called, let me find the name of them. Oh, something, I can't remember. I've got to find it. But there is a farm here that they just can't keep it in stock. They keep selling out of it. They started this farm in 1994, Mary and Lee Graze, G-R-A-E-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
The name of their farm is North Star Bison, and they sell, they have a 700-head herd right now, and they have 1,800 acres of land in east central Minnesota, and it's all grass-fed, and they can't keep it in stock.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like bison. You had it. We made bison meatballs the other day. So I really think your first foray back into red meat was when we were in North Carolina. You
yes.
had the bison meatballs.
I did. That's true.
And we went and got bison and made the meatballs again, although I put a little too much diced garlic in it. But, you know, that's the Italian in me.
Right. Well, yeah. I made the sauce. Carl made the meatballs. And the sauce had just
sauce
the right amount
fantastic.
Of garlic in it.
Yeah, the meatball. I went a little crazy with the diced minced garlic. I just, you know.
So, anyway, I like bison. And I was horrified when I read what happened to our bison in the
1800s. But they're coming back.
Right. So it's a good alternative to beef if you don't like beef.
It definitely tastes different. It's not gamey.
It's a little
wilder, but it's definitely less fatty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little drier, if you will. I love bison. I think it's great.
Yeah, but it doesn't. The ones that I've purchased, it doesn't specify if it's grass-fed or not.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess you have to.
Yeah, good luck. You're going to have to check on that, too.
And this farm is expensive. It was $13.34 a pound.
So if you're buying bison for $10 a pound, chances are it's not grass-fed.
I would say not.
And that's about the going rate right now, $10 a pound.
$10.99.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We got lots more to talk about. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrate from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
So, a lot of people sent us this article.
Like so many people, right?
So many people did. Thank you.
It'd be impossible to thank anybody for sending this
article. Thank you to everyone who sent this to us. Sugar and fat. How much sugar... how sugar industry sweetened research
in its favor. So this article appears on CNN's website, and it discusses the revelation of old research and information that led to a paper published in JAMA, Journal of Internal Medicine on Monday, pointing out that research was covered up linking sugar to heart disease. And fat was thrown under the bus. And I want to remind people of something. I've been on the air for almost 11 years now, come November, 11 years. Back in the day when I first started doing the show, I talked about this research. And I talked about the fact that Dr. Paul Dudley White, one of the founding fathers of the American Heart Association, the guy who brought the electrocardiogram to the United States from France, wrote a position paper at 1922, I want to say, 23, saying that the increase in myocardial infarction was due to two things, increased sugar consumption and the new use of hydrogenated oils. And both of those were true, but he was thrown under the bus because companies like Procter & Gamble had big money tied up in these artificial fats and sugars.
So Roger Adams is the one who was an organic chemist at the University of Illinois who died in 1971. There were 27 documents and correspondence with a nutritionist at Harvard University who died in 2009. He had a long history. Roger Adams had a long history of working with the sugar organization, and his materials happened to contain documents by industry executives and are one window into how the industry manipulated science.
That ended up ending lives prematurely. So the sugar...
And is still ending lives.
Oh, yeah. The Sugar Research Foundation is an organization funded by the industry to promote the industry's products. So they have a vested interest in promoting science that says eat more sugar and downplaying and discrediting science that says eat less sugar. That's their job. Taking them seriously because of their name is foolish. But more importantly, they leveraged the emerging work of Dr. Ansel Keys to point at fat, even though research was showing that sugar raised triglycerides. How long have we been talking about on this show? Telling friends, I've got high triglycerides. My doctor told me to cut out eating cheese and fat. No, you're missing the point. Triglyceride, glycerin, it's a component of sugar and a component of fat. If you want to cut down triglycerides, cut back carbohydrates. We've talked about that on this show forever. Now the research comes forward that was covered up, that it was actually sugar-raising triglycerides, but the sugar industry wasn't going to allow that to happen, so they co-opted the research from scientists at the University of Illinois, a wonderful university. And the reason I'm saying this, folks, is because right now there's science being promoted about meat and about lots of things from universities with big names. And 60 or 70 years from now, they're going to find out that that was lied about and we got hoodwinked again. Don't be stupid. Don't believe the science just because it comes from a big university. If it contradicts what you know to be true, go with what you know to be true, folks.
Okay, so this is a statement from the representative for the Sugar Association.
Right, the Sugar Research Foundation.
We acknowledge that the Sugar Research Foundation should have exercised greater transparency in all of its research activities. However, when the studies in question were published, funding disclosures and transparency standards were not the norm that they are today.
Is so disgusting that
beyond this, it is challenging for us to commit or comment on events that allegedly occurred 60 years ago and on documents that we have never seen.
So
why haven't they seen the documents?
So here's an interesting thing. Right now, we've got everybody and their mother's emails being hacked, right? People's emails that they never intended for the world to see who they really are showing up and exposing people's real intentions. Let me say something to those people out there who are working on projects at Monsanto, at Syngenta, at Bayer, at these big agrochemical companies that they know that they're hiding danger, like about glyphosate. Someday, long after your death, emails are going to be found, documents are going to be found that show that you are in collusion with evil, and your family members are going to despise you. So you may be doing things now because of personal gain and fame, because you're being foisted up like Ansel Keys was foisted up, like, oh, he's the savior. He's gonna get rid of heart disease because of his work. No, that's not going to happen. Your family's going to disown your memory someday. You're going to be looked upon as a vile villain. So come clean now. Don't wait for your emails to show up somewhere on WikiLeaks or something like that. It's time to stop exploiting human life for money.
Just last year, Coca-Cola was exposed funding health research to claim that exercise can mitigate the effects of excessive consumption of its products, according to a written statement from Dr. Jim Kreiger, founding executive director of the nonprofit Healthy Food America. Yeah. And we talked about that, scientist that came out, and Coca-Cola was funding his science.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. So literally thousands and thousands and thousands of lives have been shortened and continue to be shortened because of one thing, the promotion of sugar as healthy in the diet. And where is the FDA? Where is the government that is supposed to be producing barriers to these type of things happening? If you go to the FDA now and go, you know, what were you guys doing back then? They're going to go, well, you know, they gave us the science. We read it. It made sense. And so we rubber stamped it. The FDA provides nothing, folks. They don't check anything. They just rubber stamp whatever the industries that they're providing oversight give to them. And then when the industry, the companies are found to be lying, like in the case of Merck, nobody goes to jail. Nobody at the FDA gets punished. It's business as usual. Don't be fooled.
610,000 people die of heart disease nationwide every year. That's one in every four deaths. Childhood obesity has more than doubled in children and quadrupled in adolescents in the past 30 years, according to the CDC. As for Americans 20 and older, 30.4% reported that they were obese last year, up from 29.9% in 2014.
Terrible. Terrible. It's not going to change. That's why you got to use your brain to protect yourself and your family. You can't look to agencies within the government to provide you with the protection that you think that they're supposed to, the protection that they're supposed to be providing to you. They don't do it.
According to this is a different article, but Americans' obesity is becoming a national security issue because 71% of youth and young adults 17 to 24 do not qualify to serve in the military due to problems with obesity.
I did that show when we were still at the Westport studio. I actually had a guy who's over all of the Army outreach programs, you know, where they have the like in storefronts where people come in and enlist.
Yes.
And he told me, he goes, we have people who want to join. We have to send them home. They got to go home and lose 40 pounds and be able to, you know, walk a mile at least before we can take them. And more kids are coming in, not even equipped to join. Yeah, it's happening. I predicted it, and it's happening. We're going to really be crushed, no pun intended, under the weight of what obesity is doing to this country, both financially, productivity-wise. I mean, it's amazing. Diseases,
Speaking of diseases, let's talk about Alzheimer's disease when we come back.
Okay, if I can remember. Right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise.
If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. A post-comment. Seth Williamson is listening at the All American Pharmaceutical. He's our representative in Montana. He promotes the show.
Yes. Hi, Seth.
And he messaged me because he's Native American.
Right.
And so he said, on my reservation, we have a ton of Tatankas. I couldn't think of the name. It's Tatanka. What did I say before? Tonka, mini Tonka, something? I don't know. A family on the reservation is allowed to take one per year by hunting, and that's all.
And I'm sure they eat that.
Of course they do. Yeah, yeah. Buffalo, which Elisa is right, is bison. It's Tatanka is Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, and I'm related to Sitting Bull. Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's an amazing heritage.
Yeah. So, and I know that Tatanka is like it's a spiritual name for buffalo. It means something. It doesn't mean like buffalo. It means like some sort of a god that, like the spirit of man or something. Like, because the natives believed that the bison was magic. They had to take care of it. That's where making medicine comes from. So back in the day, when a Native American would kill an animal, before taking it back and harvesting it, they would stand over the freshly killed body and they would say to the animal, you were a good animal. You provided great things for the earth. You're going to provide nourishment and energy for my family. And I hope that your passage to the afterlife is successful. They actually honored the animal after killing it. I think that's something that we're missing today, you know? So anyway, okay.
Okay. So, this surprised me, but when I said it to you, it didn't surprise you. 80% of people with Alzheimer's disease have type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, and 80% of people with emerging new cancers have type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is a metabolic disorder that leads to every other major avoidable disease we suffer from today.
So, you were talking to a neurologist several years ago.
It was someone's birthday.
It was your friend's birthday.
Right.
You were talking about insulin resistance of the brain.
This was probably 6 years ago, and I was trying to make conversation with him because he's a neurosurgeon. And I said, so what do you think about this emerging research that seems to indicate that insulin resistance of the brain is what's causing diseases, neurological diseases, and it's being coined type 3 diabetes? And he looked at me and dismissed me. I've told the story on the air. He looked at me and goes, it's not that simple. And then he went on and talked to somebody else.
So this is an old article. Alzheimer's disease is type 3 diabetes.
Yeah, yeah.
Evidence
review. That's got to be 2013. Probably.
It was 2008.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense. Yeah. And so the idea that there are still people who deal with the brain that don't know this is what the scary part is.
Right. So anyway, people think that if you develop Alzheimer's, that it's a death sentence.
No.
But it's not.
Dr. Dale Bredesen at UCLA is reversing Alzheimer's disease symptoms. He can't say he's reversing Alzheimer's disease because there's no evidence that there's a reduction in the amyloid plaque overproduction and buildup, but all of the symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease go away in the people that he works with.
Okay, so according to this, without adequate insulin, the hippocampus struggles to record new memories.
Yes.
And over time begins to shrivel up and die.
I think it's even worse than that. I've actually used this exact analogy while talking to somebody about this subject, some scientist on the show, and I said, you know, anybody who knows anything about a car, you know that if you put too much gas, you flood the engine, right? But if you go too little gas, you burn too lean, the cylinders can actually get so hot, it'll burn a hole right through the piston. So there's a happy medium. So when you force something to work hard without enough energy, it has to rob energy from other places. When you force the brain to work, but it's starving for blood sugar, even though there's adequate blood sugar in the blood, but it can't get into the cells, these neurons, they undergo a great deal of stress. They die. They break and they die.
Okay, so I'm going to finish this, and then I'm going to ask you the question that I was going to ask you. So over time, it begins to shrivel up and die. I just said that. By the time a person notices symptoms of mild cognitive impairment, pre-Alzheimer's, the hippocampus has already shrunk by more than 10%.
That's significant.
So if it's already shrunk that much, how can you reverse it?
Oh, my God. The brain has neuroplasticity if you do the right things.
Right.
If you get the insult, whatever's causing the problem out of the way, which a lot of times is can be insulin resistance, but also usually has a component of sleep disorder in it. When you get those things straightened out first, and then you use peptides like growth hormone and growth factors and return hormone levels to natural levels like estradiol and testosterone, progesterone, pregnenolone. When you get these hormones back in gear, the brain can repair itself.
There's atrophy?
Atrophy, yes. Atrophy can be reversed.
Atrophy
can be reversed. There's no doubt about it. The brain can grow again, okay? So usually when they talk about the reduction in size of a specific area of the brain, it's not really shrinking collaterally. It's not like you had a golf ball size thing and now it's the size of a pea. It's the neurons, the gray matter, the different type of matter that the brain, it changes from one matter to the other. It changes from the one that has the neurons in it to the one that just creates space. So it's just a matter of creating neuroplasticity again, forcing those neurons to grow back out, and make connections again. And that can be done a lot of ways.
And what was it that you talked about, the amyloid plaque?
Amyloid is required for memory consolidation, so it's not something that's bad for us. It's only bad for us when we overproduce a ton of it. And we know now that amyloid plaque, just like tau, the alpha-synuclein that's also associated with Parkinson's disease, is overproduced and misfolded when there is endoplasmic reticulum stress. And one of the things that, okay, there's three things that cause endoplasmic reticulum stress. Fragmented sleep, lots of waking up every couple minutes because you have sleep apnea or you just don't sleep well, or you have fragmented sleep. Number two, hypoglycemia, severe cases of hypoglycemia, which most people suffer from when they're type 2 diabetic because their blood sugar is a roller coaster ride. It's just a roller coaster. And then the other thing is inflammation. And most of us are suffering from some form of chronic inflammation at one point in time. So when you put those three things together, you have an overproduction of these proteins, and they have to stick. They get sticky, and they stick places, and they cause plaque.
So it also says here that dementia can strike even if you don't have diabetes.
Of course.
It's more accurate to think of it this way. Insulin resistance of the body is type 2 diabetes. Insulin resistance of the brain is type 3 diabetes. They are two separate diseases caused by the same underlying problem.
I would actually say there's another layer to this that this person is not covering. We discovered about 5 years ago that the brain produces its own insulin on demand. Okay? Doesn't depend on insulin produced by the pancreas to come in through the blood-brain barrier and do its job. It actually produces insulin on demand when it needs it. So it's a combination of insulin resistance of the brain and an in-concert disruption of the brain's ability to produce insulin on demand, in my opinion. And they're going to discover that in years to come. It's those two things. So that's my hunch.
And glucose hypometabolism?
Yeah, so that means that hypometabolism means you're not able to metabolize it, so this glucose is just sitting around. It's not being used up.
In the brain.
Yeah, yeah. And that, and advanced glycation. End products can spin off from there. I mean, just it's a disaster, but it can be corrected. That's the amazing thing. It can be corrected. It's not a death sentence, but most people aren't willing to do what they have to do. Start living a ketogenic lifestyle, for a while. You know, to have frank conversations with their physicians about alternative approaches, like thymus and beta-4 has been proven to allow the brain to increase neuroplasticity. It can heal itself in the presence of this peptide. Growth factors. Estradiol suppresses inflammation of the brain specifically.
So that's why women who are...
Once they go through menopause, they develop Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, ALS, all those neurological diseases that men get 2, 3, and 4-fold over women. Once they go through menopause, they catch right up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And heart disease, too.
Yes. Last break, and when we come back...
We have to talk about Monsanto and Bayer.
Monsanto, Bayer, and I've got to read one person sent me an email, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Oh, shake that laffy taffy. Shake that laffy taffy. Welcome back. We don't eat taffy here. It's made with corn syrup.
Laffy taffy.
Laffy taffy we eat.
So I guess this has been a popular story too. Bear is set to buy Monsanto for $66 billion.
Yeah, this is like Satan is buying Hitler. That's what this is like.
It's just awful. And the Monsanto's chairman, Hugh Grant, who we've discussed before, says that this represents the most compelling value for our shareholders.
Yeah, because look, let's be honest. Monsanto is tanking. They've had, I don't know how many quarters of losses. There's an amazing pushback on the use of glyphosate. More emerging research is showing that it is harmful to people for a variety of different reasons. They've done nothing but poison the world. Nobody wants their GMO crops overseas. Bayer is a German company. Bayer is infiltrated into the European Union.
And they need that, Monsanto does.
Monsanto needs acceptance by the European Union and countries abroad, and they feel that Bayer is looking like, look, this is what they need. They need us. We can leverage this and make this purchase and own that technology, and we can bring it to the rest of the world. This is disastrous.
Hugh Grant also said it's hard to argue with that, speaking about the
value.
compelling value for the shareholders, especially when the company expects a financial benefit of $1.5 billion from the merger after 3 years.
How much are they paying for the company?
$66
billion. Yeah.
Cash.
Well, so you say cash. Bayer doesn't necessarily have $66 billion in a checking account they're writing. I mean, they have investment funds that they have to liquefy. They probably have some loans that they're getting from the German government with really, really attractive interest rates. So this is...
And let's be honest here. This is not good for the farmers.
No, of course not. So Elisa was doing some research this morning. We've done so many shows about this. It's hard for me to believe that the mainstream media doesn't know some portion of this following story.
Well, so I was listening to a news station, and the two commentators on this particular show said...
We're talking about this story, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They were talking about the Monsanto-Bayer merger,
right.
And it was $66 billion. And then one of the commentators said, I can't believe that the activist and... conservationists are protesting this. He said, we have to feed the world, and the only way to do that is with GMOs.
And this is an example of the level of ignorance. You know, you can watch, I don't care what network you watch, you can watch and get their strongest opinions of everything. But when it comes to this type of stuff, like the food that's killing us, the technologies in food that are killing us, the mainstream media, they just don't get it. They are dumb as rocks. They don't understand what's going on I don't know if they're shielded from it or they don't believe it because they're being told not to believe it. It's outside the hymn book of the station, but they don't get it that we don't need GMO to feed the world. We could feed the world with what we have now using sustainable practices, using organic practices. We've done shows from Washington State where they showed that the yield on a conventionally grown crop versus a genetically modified crop, and I mean, I'm sorry, not conventional, a organically grown crop versus a genetically modified conventional crop, the yield was like 8% more per acre. But when you factored in that the seeds are five times more expensive and the hundreds of tons of chemicals you have to spray on it to comply, it's more expensive to grow genetically modified stuff. So this is nonsense. It's just perpetuated by the media now.
A 2010 study on genetically modified soybeans from the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that within market consolidation causes an increase in the price of seeds. Monsanto traits can be found in roughly 90% of all soybean. In 2000, soybean seed cost roughly $19 per acre to plant. According to the USDA, as of 2015, the price per acre increased to $60.75.
Now, and then, so Monsanto will say, yeah, but you're going to get a higher yield. The yield was 8% higher, which is negligible.
And they have
one.
To buy new seeds every year.
They have to buy new seeds every year. Yeah, because most people aren't buying their seeds. They're using their old seeds. They have to buy new seeds every year. The 8% increase in yield, but literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in chemical herbicides that you have to spray on the crop. So farmers know it's more expensive.
Farmers
to grow
pay premium prices for their fertilizers, pesticides, and seeds, even though their bottom lines are shrinking.
Yeah, they're shrinking. Thank you very much. Thank you.
In 1960, John F. Kennedy said in a speech, "The farmer is the only man in our economy who has to buy everything he buys at retail, sell everything he sells at wholesale, and pay the freight both ways."
How sad. How sad.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, this can be nothing good with Bayer buying Monsanto. Nothing good at all. You're just going to see countries that have had their hands up to use things like glyphosate and genetically modified crops. They're going to start going, well, it's Bayer. You know, we have to, you know, Angela Merkel's going to start making phone calls. You know, we just bought Monsanto. Would you please take a look at this technology again, consider using it in your country? This is what's going to happen. And you know what? These people don't care what they do to the populations anymore. It's all about money changing hands and building a bigger country. They don't care if the country is destroyed by disease from their actions. They don't care. No, it's very, very sad. We're going to have to watch this story closely. So we did a show the other day where Dr. Dominic D'Agostino came on and rebutted a T Nation article saying that ketone supplements are a scam, and he pretty much disassembled and addressed all the comments and statements in the article. You can listen to that show. It's from this past week. So a listener who actually lives in Dubai, I believe, Yanni Brekovich, he said, "I'm listening to the show with Dr. D'Agostino. I just did a test last month on myself. I got tested using SpectraCell test at 6 a.m. in the morning. I had a dose of Keto OS, which is one of the popular brands of ketone supplements, 20 minutes before." I'm sure you could do the same thing with Pat Arnold's Keto Force or Ketogenics, any of those products out there. "Now, my glucose is usually in the 70s when I check in the morning, and I'm not on a keto diet. The results were the following. My glucose level was 57. Insulin was non-detectable. I use ketones when I train fasted. They give me clarity and motivation. So about ketones being insulinogenic, I'm not that sure about that." Because one of the things that the guy said in the article was that ketones spike insulin. And Dr. D'Agostino said, look, ketones are a macronutrient, like carbohydrates, like protein, like fat. He said, so of course they're going to have an insulinogenic response, but it's much less than protein, fat, or carbohydrates in by itself. So pointing at that as a potential fat storage mechanism is flawed. That was one of the things. So Yanni says he agrees with Dr. D. So there you go.
Did you have another one you wanted to read?
No, I think that was it. Unless I forgot something. Did I forget something? Who?
Dawn.
Oh, you're whispering. Why don't you just say her name?
Oh, because I didn't know.
No, I have it right here. Dawn Blanken. Thank you. Dawn Blanken is listening live. from the great state of Vermont. She says, okay, I can't resist a comment on Bloomberg. The following is also from the Bloomberg article. It's a problem that nobody saw coming. Two decades ago, international demand was waning amid medical warnings that tropical oils could raise levels of artery clogging cholesterol. Coconuts sold for next to nothing in the Caribbean, where they've grown for five centuries since being introduced by European travelers from the Indian Ocean. Often, they were just left to rot on their trees. The whole spin on the story is Bloomberg baloney. Back in 2000, the International Monetary Fund demanded Caribbean countries to make the following changes: reduce their trade deficit, raise their taxes on farms and workers, demand privatization of farms and food production, which allowed foreign ag corporations to take over the land, refocus production away from the coconuts, and to reduce wages, reduce food producers' access to preferred and protected markets, reduce access to private capital and grants. Summary: if the IMF wanted the Caribbean to immediately generate more cash faster, it was not the local farmer who did not plan for the future. IMF economists had no eye on the future, just to get the Caribbean to make the most profits possible as soon as possible. In my humble opinion, the Bloomberg story is an attempt to get investors to invest in the world coconut market, now all tightly controlled by large banks, the IMF, and large corporations. That's from Dawn Blanken, who is our resident fact checker. So I was saying, you know, the Caribbean farmers made a mistake. It's not the Caribbean farmers. This was exploitive. This was done on purpose. Well, maybe not on purpose.
I don't ever use that source anyway.
Yeah. Bloomberg.
All
right. Well, anyway, that's it. You have anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. So thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio this week, and we'll see you next week.
Next week?
Bye.
Bye.